Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we have one of our franchise partners joining us today, and we're super excited to have them on to talk about their brand, which is incredibly recession resistant. And it's something that is always needed and is really and truly never, ever going to go out of style. So before we get to this amazing franchise partner, let's do a quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with now over 600 franchises, and that spans 70 plus industries. And our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise to own. And the goal of this podcast series is to help you get it more educated on franchise ownership and the industry in general. So that's us. Now let's, as always, let's get to the good stuff. Joining us today is Ms. Annie Long, and Annie is the director of franchise sales for our featured brand, which is US Lawns. Annie, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Tim. I'm excited to be here and share more about US Lawns and our awesome franchise concept.
Well, good. We're excited to hear about it, but you don't get off easily around here. So just know either the spotlight is on you. We'll laugh, we'll cry. There'll be all sorts of things along the way. But before we talk about the franchise, which is important, nothing's more important than our guests. So tell us a little bit about Annie and how you got into to this world of franchising.
Yeah, so I've been in franchising for a little bit over 4 years now. And really, I just would say it landed in my lap, pure luck. My husband and I had moved to Maryland, had our daughter. She was 5 months old. And previously, I did administrative jobs with some marketing, IT, kind of all over the place. I also had a paralegal degree, which I did that for a little bit, absolutely hated it. So I was ready to go back to work, posted my resume online, and then had a recruiter reach out to me saying, hey, you know, what do you think about working for a franchise? At that time, it was for a senior care franchise. And I started out in a coordinator position, found out that I just so happened to be really good at building connections, talking with people, getting to know them and to know their reason why. And that really helped me in just, you know, developing and catapulting my career into franchising. So I worked for that company for a few years and then took on this exciting role at US Lawns, where I work with candidates, take them through our discovery process. And you know, it's just pure luck of how I got into franchising, and I'm glad I did because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I love the answers that I get when I ask basically everybody now that comes on. I ask that question, and everybody has some version of like it's luck, it's dumb luck, it's just it's something.
Yeah.
They get into an industry that they knew basically nothing about. And then meander and find their path, right? Yeah. And whether it's on your side of the franchise, it's on our side, it's our franchise owners. And then, as you know, there's a lot of overlap with that.
Yeah.
People get into the industry and they don't leave. So
yeah, exactly.
And I've known each other for a while from your prior place, and just known you were. You were a rising star for a long time. And I know, my wife and I had talked about trying to steal you away a long time for her business.
I know.
But US Lawns like snuck in there sooner. So
I know, you just missed me.
Look out, US Lawns. Don't think we won't try to steal this one. So tell us a little bit about like US Lawns. So I'm not the smartest dude in the world. but the word lawns is in there. So
yes,
something to do with that. So like kind of maybe from a consumer perspective, what are the services? Who are the customers for US Lawn?
Yeah. So US Lawn, you know, it's all in the name. We do commercial landscaping and lawn care. And I like to think of it as a white glove service that we're providing to commercial clients. So, you know, when you think of commercial properties, I'm talking about office buildings, malls, restaurants, banks, municipalities, schools. I mean, the whole nine yards. So those are the types of clients that we service. And, you know, we literally are a full spectrum lawn care and landscaping maintenance franchise. So we do it all. We do your mowing, your edging, your weeding, aeration, dethatching. We also do mulching, seasonal color design, enhancements like planting shrubs, seasonal flowers. We also get into pest control, fertilization, irrigation. And this franchise model even works in colder climates. So our franchisees in northern markets, they tap into that snow and ice removal. The great thing about being on that commercial side, you know, instead of residential, is that our customers sign annual contracts. So this is a budgeted line item that a business has. They have that in their expenses each year. You know, they're going to spend the money, and that's kind of where we come in to service them. You know, when someone messes up a yard or messes up their property, we're able to go in there and rescue it and gain our customers.
Nice. Well, and you talked about that budgeted thing from a commercial standpoint is like as a residential homeowner, right? If I want to have the worst looking lawn, like in the neighborhood, I can, right? Maybe there's an HOA thing that kind of like limits
exactly.
that, but the backyard could still be like, I could have six El Caminos on blocks back there and weeds growing everywhere. And it would be fun. I mean, I yeah. don't, right? So just yeah. point that out, right? But but from a commercial standpoint, it's got to look good, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
this isn't
you
something that's going to go away.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
Customers, workers, just the overall appearance.
Exactly.
Of that.
Even safety, you know, safety of the sidewalks being cleared, things like that.
Yeah, because you mentioned, I think it's called snow and ice.
Snow.
Like those are
yeah.
those are the I live in places where those things don't happen. So that's the piece of that seasonality that comes into play. And we've talked about this on other episodes, but seasonality. Some people look at that as like it's a four letter word, like, oh, it's yeah. a seasonal business. If you can make the same amount of money in, you know, 9 months of really active work in the north versus, you know, 12 months in Florida or whatever, like, doesn't that sound good? Why wouldn't you want
oh,
to
yeah.
do that? Right.
Oh,
but when
yeah.
you throw in the snow and the ice, again, those are things that are going to come up. And I think the other piece, you know this, right? From a commercial standpoint, like these are bigger jobs than
oh, yeah.
my little, yeah. you know, my little, you know, somebody's little, like, you know,
little
tiny little lawn
potato.
Somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
Not everybody lives on the farm or the ranch like you do. Right. So
exactly. So they don't have 5 acres with chickens, cows, the whole nine yards, you know?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So you've got that. So we know back to that kind of, I think over the last several years, people have thrown around the word, you know, recession resistant, because we remember when it happened years ago. And now whether we aren't, we're meandering there. This isn't stuff that's going to get caught. And again, it's not stuff that's going to go away. Right.
Exactly.
So from that standpoint.
Yeah.
So I love all this.
It will always grow no matter what. COVID does not phase it.
No, it does not. So think then a little bit about, like, okay, now those are the services, the business model itself, right? So I maybe I'm thinking about coming in to be an owner. Like, am I out there on the riding lawnmower? Am I running the weed whacker all day long? What's that look like kind of for an owner, and what things you want them to be good at? Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
So that's a great question. I mean, it's really up to you. If you want to be, you know, the person that's out on the mower initially starting out, you can go the owner operator model. So we do have three different franchise models. One is the owner operator model. So how that works starting out is, you know, you're going to be meeting with a lot of potential prospects. You're going to have our sales team backing you up, setting up calls and meetings for you to meet with your commercial clients for proposals. And then part of it is, you know, when you're first starting out those first couple of weeks, you probably are going to be on the mower, you know, doing some jobs, things like that. But the great thing about this model is that it does scale really quickly. So we have it built out by different revenue benchmarks for when you need to hire your first crew member, your office manager, things like that. So by the time you reach $6,000 in revenue, which could be within the first week, first 2 weeks, you'll hire your first crew member and they're going to be the one riding on the mower. So that's going to get you out of that phase pretty quickly. You know, you're still going to have to follow up on jobs. If you have an employee calling out, you'll have to mow. And then for the investor model, this takes you, you know, completely out of the business. That person, they can still work their full-time job and work 15 to 20 hours per week with US Launch, just doing some administrative tasks where their manager runs that business for them. Okay. So that one, you know, you don't have to worry about being on the mower. You're pretty hands-off at that point. And then there is the conversion model. So that is if somebody already owns a lawn care and landscaping business and they're just really not hitting the numbers they want to hit, they can convert their business to US Lawns.
Okay, which is cool. So, what are talk a little bit then about some of the support mechanisms from the franchisor, right? Whether it's you know, is it the marketing software systems, equipment, whatever? Because I think some of that rolls into a conversion model, right? If I've got Tim's Commercial Landscaping, why do I need US Lawns? But once you dig into it, you realize there's like 100 different reasons why.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we don't have to go all 100, but give us a little taste of some of the things that from a support standpoint, an owner is going to get from US Lawns.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say the number one support that US Lawns provides is the sales support. So how that works is when you sign on as a franchise owner with US Lawns, there's going to be a 2 week period where you're going to work with our team doing administrative tasks. And during that time period, we have an inside sales team and they are calling on these commercial properties within their territory, the franchise owner's territory, and they're booking appointments for them to meet in person with them already before they even open. So once that 2 week period is up, the franchisee comes to new owner training, which is 2 days in Orlando at our home office. And when they leave that training is when they go on these appointments, and our operations manager, that's a corporate employee, they'll actually come to their location, go on these appointments with them, help sign on their first customers. And they have this sales support for 3 months where, you know, our team is booking these appointments for them. That way they can really scale their business quickly with the goal of getting up to speed as recurring owners. So that's just one, you know, one major level of support is the sales support. And then we also have a lot of software too. We have a program that's a proposal tool we use when we're quoting properties, and that's called Attentive AI. So what we do is we use Google and we integrate real estate property tax maps. We're able to then punch in an address, just, you know, entering that address for that client, and it will pull like a detailed map that shows the turf space, the measurements, you know, trees, shrubs, pruning. Within 5 minutes, we have this proposal that we can then share with that prospect. So, you know, it's a lot of software, a lot of technology. Another software program we have is an operational software called BuildOps. So this communicates everything from the field to the office and then the office to the field. So we can look at the job start time for the employees, the materials used like gas, seed, fertilizer, and then everything integrates into QuickBooks. So the employee hours go into QuickBooks. So it literally, you know, tracks everything day to day that goes on in the field and communicates it back to the office.
Nice. Which I think some of those things are like, I don't think people, if they've never owned a business before, you don't realize how many small little details it is of you know, like something as small as, you know, tracking hours, which isn't small, but it's gas is used, or like, okay, well, yes, I can see commercial landscaping, what a great market and potential. How in the holy heck am I going to figure out how much to charge this business, right? You guys have all of that detailed for them. So that's
absolutely
awesome.
Go
back to the owner a little bit. So again, you've got that kind of investor semi-absentee option, which is fantastic. Because a lot of times that's not an option in service brands, but that owner that's day to day, right? They're really in the business full time. And yeah, they may get up, they need to like get their hands dirty a little bit at the beginning, but really kind of day in, day out, what are some kind of key skill sets that you're looking for in an owner?
So we are really looking for people that have a can-do attitude, someone that is driven. You know, I think that's huge in any business, is having that drive to succeed. You know, if you're wanting to, you know, open a franchise and you want your business to come to you, that's just not going to work. You know, we're not like a Chick-fil-A where you open your doors and everybody floods in.
Right.
You actually do have to work. You have to build the relationships. So we do look for people that have that skill set. People that do fit really well with this franchise model is someone with sales experience. I've talked to some of our top franchise owners, and I ask them, hey, you know, what is it that has made you so successful with US Lawns? And the number one answer is always, yes, we are in the business of lawn care and landscaping, but we are always in the business of sales, you know, always prospecting in your territory, always building connections. So, you know, definitely having sales experience, that will help you, or just being able to build relationships. And of course, like any franchise, being able to follow a process, you know, that's why we're here. You know, we have everything built out. We have the tools in place for you, the processes. So as long as you follow this proven process, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's, I think every franchise is going to say the same thing, right? We're going to have all these other little, you know, things that are important to our particular brand. But if you're not going to follow the plan, then please just don't even look into this.
Yeah,
right?
You're going to get in your own way.
Yes. And I guarantee you, when we take clients through the process and they get into those validation calls where they're talking to owners of the brand they're looking at, one of the things I always tell people, like, ask them if they would, like, hey, would you do this again, right? Based on what you know now. And almost every time, the owner is going to say, yes, but. And what comes after the but is, yes, but I would have done this differently. And they're ratting themselves out. It is something, some part of the plan that they tried to ignore, thought they were smarter than. And then they got smacked around a little bit. And then
exactly.
Right.
That's why we're here.
Stinking plan. So right? You can't stress right? that enough. Right.
You and don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No. And in fact, don't. Right. So and I think everybody's tempted to do it. I can't like don't. So moral of the story is don't. But you talked about one of the key differentiators, I think, between a business to business and a business to consumer thing, right? Business to business, you have to be a little bit more sales oriented and driven and relationship driven because you're not getting the customers the same way as if it was back in your old days at Senior Care, right? It's consumer driven. It's digital. It's PPC. It's SEO. It's social media. Yeah. It's direct mail. Like those things don't work as well. They still work, but you've got to you have to have a little bit more
that kind face of face to face interaction is huge.
Yes.
Huge.
You got to get off your butt and go get
exactly.
out and talk to people.
Knock on the door.
and if you're comfortable with that, then now, like, I think for you guys, this is easy. Like,
oh yeah.
The business, you know, they need your service, right? And services. And be confident you're going to do a good job, be more professional as you show up, all of those things, which means you're going to build those long-term relationships. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. And I just think, you know, franchising too, compared to like a mom and pop shop, it is like, it's so much different. My husband also works for a franchise. He's a VP of finance and his company, it's a plumbing franchise, and you know, they've come to our house before and I'm like, wow. I'm always so amazed. I'm like, wow, it is such a white glove service compared to like some mom and pop companies we've had come in, and it's just, you know, it's so clear. You know, they have all these processes, the training, all the employees are trained, they have the polos, you know, the branded vehicles. It's high quality.
Yes. And that's the difference. Like if somebody wants something cheap, they're gonna go to, you know, Billy Bob's, this and that, right?
And Chuck on the truck is what we call
right?
it.
It is. We're like, and no joke, my house is in Arizona, is in the middle of nowhere. So I don't have like a lot of service based franchises here. My landscape guy is Jose. Jose drives in his rusty, beat up old truck. He's really, really cheap.
I'm surprised he found your house.
It's not always super easy. So it's different versus, like you said, you've got that wrapped branded vehicle. Everybody's coming in like it's even trained. With landscape, it's a professional service. There's people going around checking to make sure everything is done properly. It's a different level of service.
Yeah. And you know who's showing up too. You know, everyone's branded. Yep.
You got it. That's awesome. What have we missed about U.S. lawns that you would that you'd want us to be aware of?
So, I mean, I'd say we've covered most of it. Other thing, you know, it is a low cost franchise, extremely low cost, especially with the level of support that you get with our franchise model. So your franchise fee is only $35,000. And you can finance up to 70% in-house. So you can get into this business pretty darn cheap. Yep.
Nice.
And then we do have, you know, major markets available too. You know, markets across the U.S. There's a lot of places that are just completely untapped.
Nice. And I do want to back up on that when you're talking about the investment, because there's really, you know, there'll be a vehicle and the equipment to start out with, but that's a pretty simple package. And then need an office right off the bat, or that's something that people could grow into down the road?
So typically how it works is the franchisee, they'll rent out a storage unit. So they're renting out a storage unit. That's where they store their equipment. Their crew meets there every morning, talks about the day. We actually have it broken down into a science where that meeting is only 8 minutes, because what we found is once you go longer than 8 minutes, it cuts into that day. So I mean, it is like planned out to a T. But yeah, typically a storage unit your first year. From there, how it works is the franchisee will then either buy a garage with an office, or they'll buy a lot and then build a garage and office.
Nice.
So yeah, it's Yeah, you can get into this pretty
I love the 8 minute the 8 minute meeting, and I'm sure the loyal listeners of this podcast wish they were all stopped at 8 minutes as well. So and anybody who's been in the corporate world knows that should be a thing, like 8 minutes in and out.
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly.
So, and especially for this, because you need your staff. They need to be out.
They need to be out hitting the road, you know, starting their day and getting the jobs done.
Nice. Awesome. So, well, very cool. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for coming on today to talk to us about US Lawns.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tim. And it's always great talking with you. And I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. And as always, for all of our amazing podcast listeners, please reach out to us anytime, FranCoach.net, Franchising101Podcast.net. If you'd like to learn more about US Lawns or any of the amazing franchises we work with, take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.